Here we come, Wayne Train Terafiti, to break down this matchup. I'm excited, Wayne. Are you nervous? Is this just another walk in the park for a BYU rugby team that has won three straight?
No, it's definitely not a walk in the park, man. There's always nerves. Nerves is good, though. Nerves keeps things real, you know, because otherwise our lead up to the game will think that it's a done deal, and it's far from that, man. We still got to turn up and get it done.
Turn down for what? Not going to turn it down. You're always going to be turning it up. And talk to me about the journey this season. Talk to me about the Varsity Cup, these last few games. Has there really been anyone that has challenged you guys apart from St. Mary's?
No. Central Washington gave us a good run. The score may not indicate that, but they definitely pushed us. St. Mary's has always been one of the top teams in the country, so we knew what we were in for there. You know, we haven't lost a game this season. Here's the scary thing, though. We actually haven't played a full good 80-minute game. We haven't put an 8-game together yet. And I'm hoping the boys are saving it for this Saturday. But we've shown patches of some good stuff, and then we sort of fall off the mark a bit. But it hasn't affected the results. So I think we're like 14-0 this year so far. So we do got to turn up and then turn out on Saturday.
As I'm sure you guys will. Look, the BYU rugby team is not sanctioned by the NCAA, but Cal... BYU doesn't get any scholarships, but yet Cal does get scholarships. Do you know how many scholarships they actually get to divvy up amongst their players?
I don't know, but they're a very well-established program. We had the privilege, it must have been 6 or 7 years ago, to go through their facilities and their offices, their building, if you like, specific to rugby. Jack Clark, Tom Billis, Jerry Fagnoni, those guys are all full-time employees. So that's their job, is to coach rugby. And so, you know, to their credit, they've done really well, and they've been the benchmark of rugby for quite a while. So, you know, when you have the ability to do scholarship stuff and to have a program that's well-supported that way, then the expectation is you're going to be really good. And those guys have been. We've just gotten better over the last few years.
Should that be more of a story going into this matchup? I know you guys have faced Cal many times in this game and during the season, but should that be more of a story, that those that have money versus those that do not?
You know what? You could create a story out of that. The reality for us is, at the end of the day, the great leveler is the game of rugby itself. It's 80 minutes. So whether you come from a money-strapped program or you've got more money than you know what to do with, and we're not money-strapped, by the way, I must admit, you know, BYU is very helpful for our program in comparison to other programs. But Cal is definitely in the forefront when it comes to a program, the logistics behind it, and the way in which it's supported. But no, not really a story, to be honest, mate, because at the end of the day, there's 30 men out there just trying to win a national championship. So I don't read a lot into that. It would be nice. I mean, would I like to do this as a job? Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. Wayne Terafiti, Wayne Train, as we call him here on Cougar Sports ESPN 960, on with us here. Talk to me about Cal. What's their record right now? Who are the playmakers for this team that you really have to keep your eye on?
I believe they've lost one game this year, and they have an annual home and away deal with University of British Columbia up in Canada, a very, very strong rugby school. I think they split the games this year. So, I mean, again, formidable. They might have lost one, but they've won every other game. As far as who to watch, you really got to watch all 15 of them, to be honest. There is a couple of guys that stand out. Alex Galitza, who is a loose forward, number 7 for Cal, is a very busy, industrious player. Their halfback and their 10 is very good. They have a young fellow from England, Harry Adolphus, who's a solid player out in the back line as well. So, you know, if we were to concentrate on just those handful of guys, then we'd be missing the point, because really 1 through 15, 1 through 23 are all solid rugby players. So we just got to be on our game, and anyone that's on the opposite side of us, we have to take seriously and play, you know, to our capabilities.
Is BYU running on all cylinders right now? I had heard that Kyle Sumption was called up to a professional team. Is he going to be able to play in the national championship game?
He gets back on Thursday.
What do you know? So he's been gone for how long then?
Last couple of weeks. He didn't play in the semifinal. He hasn't been able to train with us, and we've made a couple of tweaks, so it's going to make things a little interesting. He might have to do a crash course and a couple of things that we've tweaked specific for this game this weekend. But Carl is he lives with these sort of games. He's a big game player, so he's on to doing it right now. So he'll be back on Thursday. He'll be ready to go on Saturday.
Oh, that's great news. I had no idea. I thought he was gone for good, that we wouldn't have him for the national championship game.
He wouldn't miss that.
Okay. Well, I had no idea. I didn't know what the rules or regulations were. If he went and played for a professional team, if he could come back and play, I guess, at an amateur level as well. I guess being the fact that this is not a sanctioned NCAA sport allows him to do such?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the flip side of not being NCAA sanctioned. Having said that, if it was NCAA sanctioned, he probably wouldn't have gone anyway. He probably would have stayed. But this gave him an opportunity to go back to Argentina, where he actually served his mission. So he's back there growing in his game there, and then probably enjoying catching up with some old folks from his mission too.
So, I mean, it'll truly be a crash course. I mean, he's coming in on Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon. And, yep. I mean, how much time are you guys going to spend with him to get him up to speed?
We only made a couple of tweaks to our set-piece stuff, so it wouldn't take much. He's been around rugby long enough to know that the adjustments aren't that big of a deal. He just can understand some of the play calls and that sort of deal, but he'll be fine.
Wayne, the Golden Bears have won 26 national championships, and BYU is inching towards that as well. Tell me, what's the key to this game to ultimately come ahead of the California Golden Bears once again?
Well, I think, first of all, they won a lot of championships, but there was 20 so of those years that we never played in the championship because it was on a Saturday-Sunday format. As of 10 years ago, they switched it, so it's a Friday-Saturday, so it allows us to compete. And the only reason why I say that is because I think we would have been competitive back in some of those days as well, where we could have maybe inched a little closer with the amount of championships or at least been in their championship game. But as far as turning up and beating and trying to play Cal this week, we really have to be aggressive in the breakdown area. So our physicality defensively has to be on point on Saturday because Cal is a big side, very athletic, very industrious, and if we allow them to take some of that real estate away from us, then we'll pay for it dearly. So one of the keys is going to make sure that we're very physical. Now, we have a big team as well, and our boys don't back down to anybody. So, as I said earlier, if they bring their A game, then we'll find ourselves in a good position to try and take another championship.
Who are some of the common opponents that you guys had that you guys were able to go back and watch film on?
We watched all of them, actually. We watched, since the playoffs, we watched the film on UCLA, the good and the not-so-good stuff we did there. We watched the film on Central Washington, some of the good things that worked there, some of the stuff that we need to work on. So we've been fortunate all year to really see everything of our opponents and how they stack up. We were able to watch the Cal versus St. Mary's game, which Cal edged St. Mary's in that game. And so we've been able to do our homework. We've been able to prepare ourselves as best as possible. But really, at the end of the day, all the strategy in the world isn't going to mean anything if you can't do the basics. If you can't tackle, kick, and pass properly, then all the strategy in the world is going to go out the door.
Comes down to the fundamentals every single week, does it?
It really does. It really does. So, you know, we could set up a real good attack phase option, but if we're not catching the ball and passing the ball well, then you know, all the fancy moves in the world aren't going to mean anything. So our fellas know that it's got to come down to the basics, and we spend a lot of time in training on the basics, how to pass correctly, how to pass under pressure, how to pass at full pace, you know, and then how to make a tackle and then be effective after the tackle. So in my opinion, there's two very good teams. They could quite easily cancel each other out, but if we're not doing what we're supposed to do with the basics, I think that'll give the other team the edge.
Wayne Terafiti, as always, it's our pleasure to have you on. Good luck. We're going to try to get, I think, another rugby player on, get a player's perspective later on this week. Because, you know, we always hear the same rhetoric coming from the coaches. We want a little bit more hype going into this game. So I'm going to try to get one of these guys on. Who do you recommend that I interview?
You know what? I think you should probably interview Otto Elkington. He's by far one of our best players this whole year. He was a big part of our championship last year, so I think he'd be a great perspective. Otto's played rugby all his life. He's from New Zealand. And he's a big game player, man. This guy turns up when it's time to turn up, and he gets the business done. So he'd be a great guy to talk to.
Okay, as soon as we get off, text me his number. We'll get him on later on this week. That'd be great.
You might not be able to understand him, man. He's got a funny accent.
So do you, man. We do just fine with you. So I'll tell him to speak slowly for all of our fans, and specifically for me, big dumb football player, man.
No worries, bro. Thanks, man. I appreciate all the support this year. Hopefully we can bring it on one Saturday.
Yep. No, we're telling all Cougar fans here in the state, even those that are just rugby
Rio
fans,
Tinto,
to get out there, man.
Heck yeah. 2 o'clock Rio Tinto, bro. It's live, man. It's on.
I'm be there. I was there last year. I'm going to be there again this year. I'm gonna have some this year. I'm gonna have sunblock on, though. I got burned up last time. I got fair skin. Got to keep these cancer agents off of my skin. But Wayne, thank you so much. I don't have that dark skin that you have, man. You guys don't even have to put any suntan lotion on. I know how it is. All right, brother.
So good, man. Thank you, brother.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, man.